from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
I remember the crack epidemic. I was in Dallas and I was working in LA, and it had that same kind of vibe to it where no one could stop it. It had that same kind of vibe. I remember also the Jamaican gang epidemic. Man, there were Jamaican gang members. They would, so they had these kids on the streets in Dallas. I was in Dallas at the time. And they were called good eyes, lookouts. And they would have young kids out there, because if they got arrested, the cops couldn't do anything with them. They'd be looking for cops or bad guys so they could make their deals, their drug deals. And the Jamaican gang members would come by and shoot them in the legs. And that was this kind of an overwhelming feeling of, we can't do anything about this kind of crime. That the only way they did it was they brought in the feds and they arrested everyone. I mean, we can hug it out all we want. We can talk about socioeconomic disadvantage all we want, and it's all relevant. We can bring in psychologists and psychiatrists all we want, and that's all relevant and important. We can talk about better education and job opportunities. And by the way, it's all relevant, and I'm not dismissing it. I'd be a moron if I did. But what I'm suggesting is, when the cops give up because they get beat up so much, when the community gives up because everybody's getting shot and killed, then you got a problem. And in Pittsburgh and in other cities in America, we have a problem. My good friend Andy Sheehan, who's the best reporter I know, knows this all too well and has been digging into it. And the harsh reality is very unsettling. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Hey, Marty. How's it going?
It's disturbing what you have found and what you're seeing, is it not, sir?
Well, we did a report. We started airing them yesterday. We worked with CBS News National, and what we found sort of nationally is that time was in America about 90% of the homicides were solved. If somebody got murdered, police generally could make an arrest and get a conviction. That would be way back in the 60s. But in more recent years, like the last decade and a half, 1995, in America, that fell to about 60% clearance rate. That means an arrest or solved by some other means. And now that has fallen to just about 50%. So, we're saying it's a coin flip. If you want to commit a murder in America, it's basically a 50-50 chance of whether you get arrested. Locally, we've kind of seen the same thing. Although, in the Pittsburgh region, we did a far better job than the rest of the country up until recently. We had, going back to, the mid-90s, almost an 80% clearance rate in the greater metro. Now, that has fallen, and now we're kind of, like, in line with other places. Like in the city of Pittsburgh, just in the past 3 years, you've gone from a 75% clearance rate in 2018 down to about 51% last year, and this year they're hovering around 30% clearances. I mean, the year isn't over, but we have a lot of unsolved homicides, a lot of major unsolved homicides in the city of Pittsburgh, and it's very disturbing.
Hey, for guys like us, and we have been engaged with cops our entire careers. A lot of them are both overwhelmed and fed up, are they not, Andy?
Well, that's true. You talked about this a lot in these major homicide cases, with the Airbnb, the one Marquise Campbell, the young man who was shot outside of Oliver's Citywide Academy. The police had pledged, we're going to devote all our resources and we're going to bring people to justice. And, the clock is ticking and there's been no arrest. Now, we've heard grumblings from homicide detectives about, a lack of aggressiveness or a hesitancy on the part of the district attorney's office in not filing charges here. But these are very difficult cases to solve, apparently. You know, back in, you referenced back in the early 90s with the gangs, you know, which the feds came in and charged them with being part of a corrupt organization and took a lot of these kids off the street. Now the problem is that the kids, the people with guns and committing these murders and dying are as young as 14 and 15 years old. And for veteran homicide detectives, these are hard cases to solve. You know, I mean, they're not piercing that community, piercing the relationships between these kids, the proliferation of guns, the randomness of these shootings, very difficult. So yes, it's an awful situation.
And Andy Sheehan joining me with KDK TV. And then there's this homicide from the 21st, so 9 days ago, this 33-year-old Jeremy Steens. So Andy, seven guys shoot one person. They don't have one suspect, not one arrest. And it looks like this guy was a good guy, hadn't been in trouble in 10 years. It looks like it might be a case of mistaken identity. Cops are so desperate, I'm told they're going to release this video. It's that tough to solve these, and it's real hard on families, isn't it, sir?
Well, a lot of it, if they don't have the video, you know, they don't have anything. You know, these are very difficult crimes and homicides to solve, and it's taking sort of a different kind of investigator, somebody that can get into, you know, social media, find out, you know, who has a vendetta, who has a grudge, who's threatening somebody else. They're relying on shot spotter, you know, license plates, because they're really not getting any kind of, you know, help from the community, and for good reason. I mean, it's somebody's putting their lives on the line if they're going to want to come forward. But without cooperation, without witnesses, you know, they're grabbing at straws, and one of those is video. And if you can't identify somebody on video, you know, you got a problem.
Andy Sheehan, my brother, the best there is. Thanks, my man.
Thank you, Marty.
It's great stuff. Frightening.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team?
Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.